The Treasury Department has announced that it will stop providing paper checks for federal benefits by May of this year. People who receive Social Security, Veterans Affairs payments, and other benefits have until then to enroll for direct deposit or debit cards. The switch could save the money nearly $1 billion. Joining us now with more information is Dick Gregg, the Fiscal Assistant Secretary of Treasury. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Nice to be here.
Now, if you say Fiscal Assistant Secretary of Treasury, that has an acronym, FAST. Do they call you the FAST at Treasury?
Not usually.
Okay.
Just steady.
Okay. Well, good. Well, getting to this idea of finally ending paper checks, how is this going? What's the plan for implementing this?
Well, we announced on December 20th that we're going to be phasing out paper checks for all benefit payments. And for those that are new enrollees, we will offer only electronic alternatives beginning of May of this year, 2011. For those currently receiving checks, they have until March of 2013 to switch over.
What does this do to your workforce then? Do people need to learn a new skill set to be able to handle the electronic checks versus the paper checks in your agency? Or is this going to be pretty much business as usual and maybe even easier? How does that work?
Treasury has been issuing electronic payments for 40 years, and so we're very capable of making the switch from paper to electronics. We have very highly automated systems and very reliable. So we see this as a transition that we've been doing over many years. We currently have about 80% of our payments made electronically, so we're pushing to get the remaining 20% move from check to electronics.
It sounds like the biggest effect will be on Social Security and Veterans Affairs, especially Social Security, which has very large investments in check printing apparatus.
How do you help them? All the check payments for Social Security and for veterans are made by Treasury, by the Financial Management Service, and we've moved from 10 centers around the country a number of years ago down to currently we have 4, and we're in the process of reducing that to 3. So we've been phasing from checks to electronic payments for many years.
So they don't have to do anything, in other words, Treasury and VA, because you issue the actual physical payment?
Yeah, Social Security, we've worked very closely with Social Security and VA to move ahead with this change. They've been very supportive. And we have, Treasury has, working with VA and Social Security, a public education campaign that's underway as we speak, and we'll do that through media outreach. We'll also have a website, it's godirect.org, GoDirect is one word, and they can call our 1-800 number of 1-800-333-1795. And we expect that, you know, as people get the word either through check on our website or through events like this radio show or by getting inserts into their check statements, those who are currently receiving checks, we'll be working very hard the next 2 years to make sure that everyone's aware of this change and get them to convert early rather than waiting till the last minute.
I wanted to ask you about how to allay the fears of those people who are frightened by this type of change, because I would certainly understand that. My question, though, because you just said something that sort of sparked my interest. You're eliminating paper checks. Are you also eliminating those regular statements?
We don't send out the Social Security statements, the annual statements, so Social Security will continue to do that. Treasury just sends out
the
payments, whether it's electronic or by check. And, you know, the security that people have from getting electronic payments is really important. For those who have situations with bad weather or when we face the terrible situation with the hurricanes Rita or Katrina, individuals who got electronic payments, at least they didn't have to worry about their payments. Those who were getting checks were faced with the dilemma of either evacuating and wondering when we were going to be able to locate them in their new location, or worse yet, sticking around to receive the check and facing the ordeal of being caught in the flood.
We're talking with Dick Gregg, the Fiscal Assistant Secretary at Treasury. Just really briefly to reiterate what you just said, for those people who are concerned about this switch, paperless checks or the e-checks are faster and more secure than paper checks, right?
That's absolutely right. We make 80% of our payments electronic today, and for those who we encourage those to sign up for direct deposit, individuals who don't have a bank account, we have a direct express debit card that we currently have 1.5 million people using, people who are receiving Social Security payments on those cards, as well as individuals from veterans benefits.
In other words, if Congress asks, you can tell them that there is nobody that will receive benefits that doesn't have access to a means of getting it, even if they are the so-called unbanked. As long as they can get mail, they can still get their payments.
That's absolutely right. As long as we can get in touch with them, they can get their payments. And the payments, for example, on the debit card are automatically deposited into their account on the date that the payment's due. So if they're traveling or if there's bad weather, they don't have to worry about whether or not their check is going to get there or whether or not they're going to be able to get it to the bank. The card will be credited on the date that the payment is due.
So the recipients of these checks, do they have to do anything different between now and the switchover?
The individuals who are currently receiving checks will have to contact Treasury at either godirect.org or the 1-800-333-1795 to contact Treasury to switch from receiving paper checks to the electronic options of either direct deposit or direct express.
But very, very briefly, if you're getting a check, I'm just trying to close a loophole here. If you're getting a check and you don't want to switch over, you want to continue getting a paper check, so you say, I'm not going to go to GoDirect. I'm not going to call that number. I don't want to do that. What happens to those people? They're not going to just slip through the cracks, right?
We have 2 years to make sure we contact everybody and to get them to make the conversion. It's extremely important they do that so we don't have any interruption of payment, and we don't intend to have any interruption. And it's up to us to make sure that we do the right kind of education campaign and get them to convert from the paper check to electronic payment.
All right. Dick Gregg, the Fiscal Assistant Secretary at the Treasury Department, thanks so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
And you can hear this entire interview, find all the information you need on federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive.